I tell you what I've done with mine a lot of times. If I'd want for supper that night,
yes,
I'd dig me a hole, a post hole, just as deep as I could down in the ground, and have me a bucket, and have me a little rope on my bucket, and I'd let my bucket down in that hole,
mm-hmm.
and let it stay the night, and it'd be just as cold and good and keep just as good. And I'd keep my milk for supper like that way.
Yes, sir.
And that only way you could keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have it. Well, they finally got the hole in ice in you, and we had these old ice refrigerators. You could buy ice and put in, but it wouldn't last till the ice would come back to bring ice back around.
Yes, sir.
And we had one of them kind for a long time before we got a refrigerator. And we never got refrigerators till the lights all come in, you know.
Yes, sir.
And you know, the lights ain't been in here too terrible many years. Well, I reckon they've been in here 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we've had a refrigerator that long.
Yes, sir. Do people ever dig out a place where they'd store their potatoes and turnips in the wintertime?
Yeah, they dig out places under the house. I know we did it. We had a cellar under the house. We'd carry things, you know, like that and put.
Yes, ma'am.
And had potatoes and turnips and onions and everything we carry down under there. Keep it.
Do you call that place in?
Cellar.
Just in the cellar?
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yeah. And it keep too, all the way in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. A while ago you were telling me about a rail fence. Could you tell me how that thing looked? What it looked like?
Well, you know, you'd cross it over like that. Building, you'd have to cross it. It would, you'd take you'd make four out of one tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wouldn't be great big trees, but they'd be big enough to make a rail.
Yes, right.
And most all of them crossed them, you know, at the they'd have posts all along, and they'd cross them there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know just how they would with this cross fence, I know. Some of them didn't even have posts. Some of them built them just go along, lay them, just one right on top of the other, like that, all the way around the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
I see them like that.
They weren't nailed or anything?
Wasn't nailed, but I see them nailed. We on our old one of our places we had I've seen them old rail fences.
Mm-hmm. Don't see those around much anymore, do you?
No, you don't see them anymore. But you know them was good rails then.
Yes, ma'am.
It was different lumber we got now. We ain't got no timber now.
Mm.
Timber ain't no good.
Mm.
It's doughty. It's no good. Whatever.
Mm.
You couldn't make nothing out of it.
Have you ever seen these little fences people might have around their yard or their garden? They usually paint it white and they kind of come to a point.
Uh-huh. We had one around our house.
Is that right?
We had around the other house we had. We built it. Keep the children in the yard.
What kind of fence you call that?
We called it a picket fence.
Mm-hmm. Is that a pretty good fence?
Yeah, good fence. Put a good chain on it and nail, you know, where they couldn't open it. They couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
And they could play out there all day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no danger, nothing, them going off. And I could work.
Right, right. Did people around here ever make fences or walls?